Name. Amen. So, the last time I was away doing an active duty tour for a substantial amount of time was probably back in 2012. I was 27. I'm now 33. And I actually went to the same base that I'm going to in Alabama, Maxwell Air Force Base. That's a, it's a training base. It's one where they have the commissioned officer school. And I just was so lucky that the chaplain school was relocated to there. So I get to relive all those fun memories of being in basic training again. But things were really different back then, you know? Sonia and I were newlyweds. We had lived in Georgia for maybe about a year at that point. We had no children. You know, we had our dog and our cat. Those were our babies. Now, I was a student, and it was the summer, so the responsibility level was really quite different. And we were renting an apartment, so if something went wrong, you'd just call the super to come and fix it. Well, now, as I said, I'm 33. I'll turn 34 when I'm gone. We've been married for a little while at this point. We've been living in Wisconsin now for, you know, about 3 years. And we have two kids, 4-year-old, who now is fully aware of what's going on. Fully aware that dad's going away. And a 5-month-old that has no idea what's going on. We have the same dog, he's just older. Same cat, she's just naughtier. And I'm no longer a student, but I'm a full-time pastor at this church. And there's no longer a super to call when things go cattywampus at the house. Because life is more complicated these days, it took a lot of planning to get to where we are today. Life is different. It took a lot of family, house, military, church, shuffling around in order to prepare for this 40-day journey in the wilderness. And part of that, even though it might sound a little silly, involves some mental preparation, self-care, spiritual care. And you might think, as a pastor, you know, maybe I'm like Jesus and I like retreating to the hills or something like that, or, you know, going up the mountainside to pray. But part of taking care of myself and just kind of grounding myself, I think, means just doing something kind of thoughtlessly for a while, try to shut my brain off. And for me, it's been watching old reruns of Frasier on Netflix. Do you remember Frasier? Do you remember that show? This is like straight up out of the 90s here. And if you don't remember this show, it went on for 11 seasons. And it was kind of a spin-off success story. It was a spin-off of Cheers. Frasier was one of the characters on Cheers. And it's this Seattle-based show that centers on the life of Frasier Crane. He's this radio psychologist, and he's really snooty, highfalutin. And he and his brother, Niles, are just absolutely deplorable at times in how snooty they are. And wouldn't you have it that the father of Frasier and Niles has to move in with Frasier. So you have this blue-collar retired cop living with these two brothers that like to drink sherry and go out and watch the opera and stuff like that. And they butt heads all the time. Martin Crane, the brother or the father of Frasier and Niles, lives with Frasier in his condo. And because of an injury he received years ago, requires physical therapy. And there's one episode that really struck me because it had to deal with parting ways, saying goodbye. And in this particular episode, the physical therapist who lives with the Crane family, Daphne, she decides to part ways with the Cranes. When the brothers start to meddle in her personal life, she gets into this fight. I don't even remember what it was about. But she decides to quit her job and move away. It's devastating. They're in love with her. And when Fraser and Niles and Martin, they're sitting around, they're talking about saying, you know, having to say goodbye. Martin describes her as the cream in the middle of the Oreo cookie that is their family. This after two very descriptive, vivid, you know, highly articulate, highfalutin analogies of what she means to their family. Martin says, she's the cream in the Oreo of our family. You know, the more I think about things, the more I realize that you are the cream in the middle of the Oreo cookie that is Christ Church. It might sound a little silly. It might sound a little cheesy. I'm not the cream that holds together this place and this people. You are. The mission of this place, the spirit of who we are and what we do, heck, the building, the property, the institutions, the traditions, the school, the education, the friendships, the fellowship, the worship, all that's good about Christ Church is held together by you, not by me. But please continue to employ me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not the cream in the Oreo here. That's you guys. You know, today we hear about the story of Pentecost. Pentecost is one of the biggies in the Christian church. In fact, I've mentioned it a couple times now, but it is the birth story of the church. We hear in the book of Acts that all of the people from all of the corners of the known world at that time, the Mediterranean world, that is, they're gathered together in one place, and from the heavens there's a violent wind. Whoosh, and it rushes through the assembly where all of them are gathered. Jewish people from all over the place were gathered together. They spoke in their mother tongues, probably amongst themselves in their little cliques. And this wind, this violent wind that blew over them, was the Spirit of God. And we hear that it descends upon them like little tongues of fire. And with that, each person, whether they are Persian or whether they are from Egypt, whether they are from Greece or whether they are Arab, they understand one another. They are connected by that Spirit. And they can speak to one another in a language that they understand. And others can understand them. There were folks from all over. And they couldn't be more different. Yet because of the Spirit of God, when they're gathered together, they're able to understand each other, abide with one another, be together, work together, and become the church of Christ. The Spirit is the cream in the Oreo. It is the thing that binds these people together. People that, and I can't emphasize it enough because the scripture itself spells it out, they can't be any more different. Under one roof, under one neat package, one church with a capital C. They abide with one another despite their differences to stick together, to understand what needs to be done, to carry forth Christ's mission in the world. They are imbued by the Spirit, empowered to be the church in the world that God loves so deeply. In the gospel lesson today from John, we don't hear about something as dramatic as tongues of fire showing up above people's heads, or the Spirit tearing the assembly asunder with a violent wind. But we do hear about the Spirit, but in a very different aspect. We hear that Jesus is preparing to say goodbye to his disciples, which he has been in our scriptures for some time now. And in this farewell discourse, he tells them, when he is gone, that he will send an advocate from the Father, the Spirit of truth, the advocate to abide with them. And when this Spirit comes, he will testify on his behalf. That means he'll do the work of Jesus. He'll be the witness of Jesus. Jesus says, when I leave you, another will come, the Spirit of God, the Advocate. He will abide with you. He will empower you. He will encourage you, bind you together. Even when I'm gone, I'll really be with you. He will guide you to the truth. I think in some way this is like Jesus saying, even though I'm leaving you, I will always be with you in spirit. That advocate will live on. And my work will live on in you. That Spirit will guide you. That Spirit will abide with you. That Spirit will empower you, embolden you to be the church. Wherever you are, my love will find you. I'll be with you. The Spirit is the cream. That aureo that is the church. That which holds all things together. You know, I think the Spirit is alive and well in this church. I really do. I don't want to say I'm excited to be leaving you for 40 days, but I am excited for you because there are opportunities that are brimming in this community right now. It's an embarrassment of riches. There are so many things that are awesome and exciting that are happening here in this community that anyone can see that the Spirit is alive and well. I've shared this with a number of folks, but I am pumped for the Bible study that's happening at the Beer Garden in Humboldt Park. There are folks that are doing a game night here. There are folks that are playing sheep's head and card games with one another, helping that tradition live on. As a community, we are collecting canned goods for the community center at Chill on the Hill, where thousands of people will come. Think of the impact that will have on the community. There are special services that will be happening in June. One where we talk about our spiritual gifts. And one where we talk about an opportunity for us to take care of children in the community with an arts and science camp. There has been a breakfast club that has met one time now. And the ideas that were shared and presented during that moment of fellowship made me so aware that the Spirit is at work here that I was just blown away. There's so much excitement, so much opportunity. Even though I am going away for a little while, I will bring your Spirit with me. Maybe a little bit of mine will stay here too. In the midst of this transition of the summer of the 40 days of wandering, I know that the Spirit of God will be with you. Even though you come from different places, different walks of life and faith and light and love, you will and can be and shall be the church when I'm gone. Even though I'm only with you for a little while longer, the church will hold you together. Spirit will abide. All of this makes me excited for you. Spirit is alive. I want to leave you with some of Jesus' parting words to his friends, different from what we heard today, but also from John's gospel. When Jesus was giving his farewells, he left the disciples with assurance that everything was going to be all right. He gives them peace. This is what he says in John chapter 14. He says, "Peace, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." And he shares this with them after he talks about the Advocate, as we heard today, the Spirit of God that would be with them always, even long after he was gone. Friends, I'm confident that through all of this, God will be present. God's hand will guide us through to the other side. I'll be gone for 40 days. It's not that bad. But I miss you, and I miss Wisconsin, and I miss my family already. Know that you, the cream in the Christ Church Oreo cookie, you'll embody the spirit of the Advocate. The one that guides, the one that looks after, the one that grows the church in my absence. Because that's not me. My prayer for you is that God blesses you and guides you when I'm gone. May you experience the peace of God that Christ shared with his friends. May you discern, grow, and be the church that God calls you to be. May you abide with one another. May you be inspired by the fire of Pentecost. Like that Pentecost miracle so many years ago, the Spirit of God is alive and well in this place and will be the tie that binds you together and leads you into the future. Amen.